evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, The Last Nighter, again, speaking from the Candid Little Theater. So tonight I'm going to be perfectly frank. And there's a hard job, being perfectly frank. Of course, I can be perfectly Joe or perfectly Twerp, but being perfectly frank, well, that's a horse with a different collar. Or I should say, a Frank with a different collar. Now, wait a minute, how did these collars get mixed up in this? All I sent out was a pair of shorts and three socks. As a matter of fact, I'm sharpening my own collars now. It's cheaper than having the laundry do it. But anyhow, before we throw our little horrible for the evening at you, the Jones boys are going to throw a few second-hand notes and chords at you. And all set, mind you, to the tune of Tiger Rag. Okay, start tossing them, fellas. Let joy be unrefined. Our time is your time, and this time it's love time. It's not only love time, it's high time. A trip to the land of romance, tonight to merry, foggy old England in the 1890s. Back through time we go as the fragrance of old England scents the air. A fragrance scented with moonbeams and honeysuckle and two-for-a-nickel cigars. It's love through the ages with Twerp, the great lover. Tonight your friend, The Last Nighter, is going to bring you a portrayal that will thrill you to the core, with our Mr. Twerp playing the dual role of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Doctor who?
Dr. Jekyll.
I'd like to bet a nickel it's pronounced like Dr. Jekyll.
No, the guy of whom I speak is known as Dr. Jekyll. Now, quiet. Mr. Twerp plays Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Annie plays his secretary, Letitia Leatherbottom. Piddleby plays the stock market, and Greer's orchestra plays at the wrong times. Ah, well, but that's life for you.
That's what for you, musclehead?
That's life.
What do you mean, life? You stole this script's gags out of Judge.
Oh, so now we're going in for authenticity.
Well, just a little. If I don't like it, you can put the top back on the bottle.
Never mind, never mind. Look, I'm supposed to be doing Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mr. who?
It's Hyde, like the cows outside.
If the cow's outside, why should I hide?
No, that's the guy's name.
Oh, Mr. Cow's outside.
No, Hyde.
I can't get it. It sounds just like Hyde to me.
It sounds just like... That's what I said. The guy's name is Hyde.
Oh, well, that's probably why it sounded like it.
Yeah, that's probably why... Look, how would you like a nice room with escaping gas? That's probably why it sounded like it. And me trying to do my bit towards uplifting the American drama. This is a fine how do you don't.
Twerp, you're a blinking idiot.
Oh, now we get to the facts in the case. Piddleby, did you hear that?
I not only heard it, I saw it. It's written right here in the script.
Never mind that. Just read your lines. Did you hear that?
No. What's the matter?
Well, Annie just called me a blinking idiot. What do you think I ought to do?
See an oculist.
You know, sometimes I stop and say to myself, Twerp, old curmudgeon, is the $5 a week you earn worth it?
Don't tell me you get $5 a week.
Well, no, but I earn it.
Yeah, I'll argue with you about that, too.
All right, so I'm really paying the station money to keep me on the air.
And that clears up a doubt in a lot of people's minds.
Yes, it certainly does. Hey, wait a minute, who put that in there? We better get into this Jekyll and Hyde business before you start getting personal. Our first scene takes place in a London radio station. Dr. Jekyll, played by myself, is the idol of all England, known far and wide as a man to whom you can bring your troubles, a man with a big heart.
And no brains.
No. Dr. Jekyll is a man with a big heart and a keen mind, yet a simple soul withal.
Withal? Withal what?
Withal spades, he'd bid no trump.
Okay, that tears it. If you're going to pull that stuff, I quit. Get yourselves another boy. I don't have to stay here to be insulted. There's plenty of other places.
You said it.
All right, I'm through. I'm insulted. Get someone else to play the part of Jekyll and Hyde.
That's the best idea you've had yet.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Look, Joe, Annie's sorry. You didn't mean to cast aspersions at Joe, did you, Annie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different. I'll stay then. So just as soon as Jimmy Greer gets a bit of a musical interlude off his mind, it'll be on with Heckle and Jide, or Jidle and Heck, or Heidle and Jack. Oh, you better just play, Jimmy. Well, hold on to your hats, boys. Here we go again. Our scene opens just as Dr. Jekyll is going on the air for his daily broadcast. The overture, please. Take it away, Al. Dr. Jekyll's on the air, on the air, on the air. Dr. Jekyll's on the air. Who is this guy, Crosby?
Dr. Jekyll's on the air.
Quiet, quiet. The name of this song is Dr. Jekyll Goes Round and Round. Whoa, ho, 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 and he comes out here. It's a little tune that we stole from the second chorus of the old age pension song.
Wait a minute, Flannel Feet. What's the old age pension song?
No, no, A Thousand Times No. You care for that?
I don't think the public is ready for it yet.
Oh, well. What ho, and a bit of a chitty-o. This is jolly old Dr. Jekyll, the voice of inexperience, about to mess about a bit with your personal queries. I say, and a what ho.
Hold it, Fauntleroy. What's the asthma effect for?
What do you mean, asthma effect? I'm doing a pretty swell English dialect.
Okay, you call it English dialect, but I call it love. Anyhow, you better kiss it off.
Oh, well, anything to be agreeable.
Hey, look, Piddleby. What's Corp doing in that microphone?
He's kissing off the English dialect.
Oh, I thought for a minute there might be something between him and one of the technicians.
All right, never mind that now. There's work to be done. This is the old McCoy, Dr. Jekyll, about to give you the lowdown on your problem. Here's a letter signed Easy Giver. He says, Dear Dr. Jekyll, I have a friend who is a politician, and I'd like to give him a present. Do you think it would be all right if I gave him a roll-top desk?
Well, what do you think, Dr. Jekyll?
Certainly not. If he's a politician, I'd never give him a roll-top desk. Supposing someone came along and slammed the top down.
All right. Supposing someone did slam down the top of this politician's desk.
Well, even a politician would look funny walking around with both feet cut off. Whew. Do you smell something funny around here?
Not for the last 10 minutes, and that includes you, Twerp. Look, of course I'm only your secretary, Dr. Jekyll, but it strikes me that you ought to make an effort to be here for your broadcast on time.
Yes, you're right, Letitia, you're right, but it was absolutely unavoidable tonight. I had to stop off at the hospital to see my cousin. He's in bed with lumbago, you know.
Oh, I adore him. I think he's wonderful.
Who, my cousin?
No, Guy Lumbago.
No, Guy Lumbago, what do you want? Look, if I can be of any professional assistance to you, okay. Otherwise, scram, Lug. It's time for the doctor to take a vacation.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going to spend your vacation?
Same place as last year. Down at Atlantic City.
I didn't know you were in Atlantic City last year. Where'd you stay?
Oh, I stayed at the William Penn Hotel.
The William Penn? Hey, wait a minute. That's not in Atlantic City. The William Penn is in Philadelphia.
Oh, well, no wonder it was such a long walk to the beach every morning.
No, boy, you sure dug that one up, Twerp.
All right, hush. The doctor's about to conduct a little experiment. You see this little bottle? For one drink of this, my whole personality will change. Well, I'm likely to change from a kind-hearted doctor into a ravening fiend with two pair of pants. So stand back. The bottle, please, Piddleby. Now the corkscrew. There doesn't seem to be any change in me. No, no change whatever. My experiment must be a failure. It doesn't even affect me.
Good heavens, Dr. Jekyll, you look awful. Why, you're turning into a horrible little monster. You look terrible.
I bet I don't look as terrible as Jimmy Greer did after New Year's Eve.
Hey, you shouldn't say that. Jimmy might get sore.
Well, he didn't get sore at rehearsal. Listen here, my little hollyhock. Who gives you chills and shivers galore?
Whose clothes look like he'd slept on the floor?
Who's got eyes like a couple of eggs unfried?
That must be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now, who throws dollars to each vaudeville act?
Yeah, and who goes around later to ask for them back?
Well, who goes out with gangsters just for the ride? You know it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now, there's no room for any argument, because us guys is hard and tough.
Why don't you quit wearing pink berets? You're as hard as a day-old cream puff.
Oh, yeah? Well, who frightens people right out of their wits? Whose horrible laugh gives them six kinds of fits?
Look, whose gags are so bad that the audience dies?
It must be Joe Twerp instead of Jekyll and Hyde.
That's me, going, going, gong. Say something with music, Jimmy.
Get with music, beautiful music. Somehow they'd rather be kissed to the strains of Chopin and Liszt. A melody, mellow, played on a cello, and Mr. Cupid along to say it with a beautiful song.